And I'd heard different ones that give me a story about it. And this cousin of mine, or he married my cousin, well, he wrote a history, kind of the people that lived around there. And of course, it's a lot of things. It was just from memory that he wrote this after he'd got about 80 years old, you know. He began to write this little book, that history. And he told about this road that was cut through there. I've been over this part that was so steep. And you couldn't hardly go down it. It was so steep, let alone go back up it, you know, with a load. But there was a fellow there that camped there. He mentions it, and I've heard about it, with a big yoke of steers. Of course, people, I remember seeing them work the steers. And he'd camp there, and he'd pull people up that mountain. People are traveling. Come through, and they couldn't get up that mountain, and he'd pull them over that mountain, charge them so much. He camped there a long time. Finally, he surveyed out this down the holler and through the gap of the mountain, what's called now the Foreign Gap. It still goes by that. And they give him a permit to put up a toll gate, and he was supposed to kind of work this road, but he'd charge people, I think, about 25 cents for a wagon or something like that, for passing through this toll gate. And they put up a post office, and they called it Gate Post Office. And then the man that got this, in my time, the fellow that got the Gate Post Office was named Pittman, Will Pittman. And this is where we got our mail, or where I was born. Well, we got our mail at the Gate Post Office. It was 3 miles. And we walked, us children walked to the post office to get the mail, you know. And this is where, yesterday, I went by this old Gate Post Office. I was turkey hunting, and I went by this old Gate Post Office, and there's nothing there now but just the old house place and the old rose bushes, and we used to call them fire bushes. It's a bush that has a real red, fiery-looking bloom on it, you know. And they were in bloom, you know, and I went up there and looked that over. That's the old Gate Post Office. And, well, he tells a lot of things about the early days that happened over there. I was there was some fellow people there named Woods that lived just beyond the Foreign Gap. And the old man was a surveyor, and one of the boys was a surveyor. And I used to help survey, and I worked with him a lot, and we'd talk about that. In fact, I knew them when they lived over there. And they lived near this Foreign Gap, this place there. And I remember him very well. In fact, he lives up here at Mena now, Mr. Woods does. He's retired. He's a surveyor, and he has retired. But
you mentioned getting in the post office. Where did you go to buy your groceries and things when you were a boy? And in fact, would you describe how that used to be? How did you lived on a farm, right?
Yeah, we lived on a farm.
And how often would you go to town, and what town was it, and what would you buy,
Well,
give me an idea how that was?
People would go to town. They might go a little more often, but usually it was about twice a year.
Oh, I see.
About twice a year, where they would go to town.